But now, it's a custom, you see. Some people speak of that as a pail, but just in all customs, it's a bucket.
Okay. What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Well, some would call them a skillet, and some would call a frying pan. What would it? Let's see, what is that heavy frying pan? I don't know, it's been so long now.
A hole or something that goes off a corn hole.
No, a bread hole.
Bread hole.
That's a little a light. I mean, it's a thin one, you know, just like a plate.
Now, what's that called?
A panel. It's
don't have much side, don't you? Just cook corn hole cake.
Pancake, you know, what you cook it that. Now.
And I haven't heard the word before. What's the word?
Let me try to get it straight.
Bread hole.
A bread hole?
H-O-E, but I usually say that tone.
They don't have a rim, but I don't.
Yeah, just enough to keep a little grease in there?
Yes. Just put a little bit and cook pancakes on, things like that. And then they have a fry, the deeper one, which is called a frying pan. It's your fry
skillet.
Well, now, is there a difference between a frying pan and a skillet? What do those words mean the same?
They mean the same to me, I think.
All right.
I think to me.
But a bread hoe is different from
a bread, because it's a thin. Has just like a plate, but it has a little handle to it. And it has a little about an inch or half an inch around the edge. Keep the and you put the grease in, you know, and to cook your bread.
I see. What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of, where you turn the water on and off? You know, the little thing that you turn to turn it on and off?
Go turn the faucet.
Fine. And what would you call the same thing if it was on a barrel?
It was on a barrel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's see, what is that, Edward?
Would you call it the same thing, or would you call it something different?
No, I don't think so. You don't think it would you? It was on a barrel. You'd put the faucet. Why don't you ask? There's something called it.
I don't know what it's called, thing, but they're known to work the same thing on barrels.
But it would still be one of those things that...
raise the
thing. Okay. What would you call the thing out in the yard where you turn water on and off that you might hit your hose up to? But the thing where you turn the water on and off. Would you stick it?
Stick it up. But that water spigot.
Okay, fine.
And I just had a time when we first put the water in and it matured, and then they made long sleeves to everything, you know. But I soon got, when the coast got large enough to go to the spigot, go to it, and of course you had to go changing from bottom to top.
Oh, my goodness.
I learned then, I just got busy then cutting off sleeves.
I imagine you did.
And so now, you know, but they don't have any sleeves on much. But I said, I that's the reason they had to do that. I know we put in the water works out there. And of course, now that was a nice place for them to go. And they do. And it just run down. And it wasn't long before I had to change my way of doing it.
I imagine that.
Yes, ma'am.
What do you call a few cans of food? No, that's not right. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put into for you to carry them home?
Well, sometimes I might just put in a paper bag.
That's fine. What do you call a large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth that 100 pounds of chicken feet or 100 pounds of potatoes might come in?
Oh.
One of those great big...